Chapter 3
I just don't have the littlest idea what happened.
Mavis slumped plaintively on the yellow and blue couch in front of the fireplace in Suite 314. Mavis had been found dangling over the lip of the gorge, like a baby in a stork's beak. Her patent leather belt had caught on one of the joists which fixed the balcony to the side of the building. Mrs. Hollenbeck, with great presence of mind, had taken a sheet from one of the beds, wrapped it around Mavis's stomach, then tied the other end to the handle of the French door. Mavis's wildly swinging hands had scratched her cheek. The volunteer fireman found Mavis's predicament hilarious. Herbie Minstead and his crew winched Mavis off the balcony with a fire truck ladder, and, shaking their heads, left for the crowbar and a restorative glass of beer at Quill's expense. Miles and two of his uniformed officers were exploring the balcony. Mrs. Hollenbeck sat upright and disapproving by the open French doors. Meg jigged from one foot to the other in a corner with John Raintree. Doc Bishop, the young internist who treated most of Hemlock Falls, bent over Mavis. Clearly suppressing his amusement, he straightened up and wiped a bit of blood off his surgical gloves with one of the expensive peach towels from the bathroom. Is she going to be all right? Asked Quill.
Scrapes and bruises, that's about it. No evidence of oxygen deprivation. She wasn't high enough.
He grinned. Quill looked at him in exasperation, his expression sobered.
Sorry, Quill. It could have been a real tragedy. If her belt hadn't caught onto the joist like it did, she could have gone into the river, but it is 10 feet deep there. She would have floated like a cork down to the sluiceway and been able to climb out.
Quill dropped to her knees beside Mavis.